Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And we made it to Friday. Big weekend ahead. Big show ahead for you today on Penny for Your Thoughts on this Friday, May the 11th. As Michael mentioned, warm and humid today. Feels like summer today with a high of 87 and the summer-like conditions continuing through the weekend. 65 degrees currently in downtown Champaign. How's your week been? I've enjoyed every day visiting with you on a variety of topics. And today we'll continue to take your phone calls, emails, and texts throughout both hours, so feel free to join us at any point as we work our way through the morning this morning on this Friday, 356-9397. Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. You can email us talk at WDWS.com anytime during the show. Well, today, as we head into the weekend, two big things happening, both locally and nationally. One locally, of course, is the University of Illinois commencement, and the commencement speaker is the founder of PayPal, Max Levchin, University of Illinois graduate. We'll get into some details on what's happening at commencement this year at the University of Illinois as we work our way through this hour. And, of course, also coming up this weekend is Mother's Day, and we'll talk about moms in hour number two, and I think you can help me out with this in that second hour. And we won't. We have our Flashback Friday later in the month, of course, at the end of the month, last Friday of the month in the 10 o'clock hour. This will be kind of a mini version of that, I think, but we'll get into a Mother's Day conversation in hour number two. But anything goes here in this first hour. If you have some thoughts you'd like to bring to the table, certainly feel free to do that. The president getting ready for his summit in Singapore with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. A lot of activity in the Middle East as, Israel approaches its 70th birthday as a state, the State of Israel, 1948. Protests along the border there with Gaza in the Middle East. So that is ongoing. And, of course, some firing of missiles and rockets back and forth between Iranian locations in Syria. Of course, Iran was involved in the Syrian civil war, supporting Bashar Assad. And now, of course, the Israelis and the Iranians are firing at each other there. So all of that coming up and occurring shortly after the U.S. pulled out of the agreement with Iran on the nuclear testing that was going on. So all of that, of course, is the national story. We mentioned the local stories with commencement, anniversary, if you will, of the Mills Breast Cancer Institute, still leading the charge a decade after it opened. Deborah Pressey with a great article in the News Gazette this morning about that. Mills Breast Cancer Institute opened back in 2008. So it's been here for 10 years and doing great work there over at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute. So we'll talk about that a little bit as well. Anything else? I've put topics on the table. If you've got something you want to bring up, feel free to do it. We'll talk a little bit about commencement, take a closer look at that at the U of I in the second half hour in particular. And then talk some Mom's Day, Mother's Day, as we head into that this weekend. We'll come back, get it started today on a Friday. Glad you're with us. Enjoy the day, and we're back in a moment. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400-DWS, 356-9397. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com, and you can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. We made it to Friday. Ready for the weekend, U of I commencement this weekend. We do have a sports note for you for Illinois. The softball team, of course, advancing on yesterday, beat Maryland. They face Indiana today at 1:30. Scott Beatty scheduled to bring you all the action from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm told, though, by Scott this morning that it is cold and wet, about 40 degrees up there. So we'll see if they get any of the action in today. But as it is, we'll have it for you on the radio at 1:30 today, and then joined in progress on the radio anyway, baseball at Michigan, that game now at 2 o'clock. They moved it up from 6 because of potential inclement weather there. Men's tennis hosting at the NCAA first round. They'll host Marquette tomorrow at 3. Women's tennis playing in less than an hour. They'll be down in Lubbock, Texas at 10 a.m. Women's tennis in the NCAA against Princeton. Men's and women's track and field this weekend over at the Big Ten Outdoor Championships in Bloomington. So that's some of the Illini sports action coming up this weekend. A couple of notes on the U of I commencement. The keynote speaker last year was Nick Offerman. Commencement moved to the football stadium back in 2014 to accommodate the 3-year renovation of the State Farm Center. U of I decided not to move it back to State Farm Center last year, preferring to have a venue that would accommodate all the graduates, their friends, and relatives in one ceremony rather than two at the State Farm Center. And Max Levchin, Ukrainian immigrant, University of Illinois computer science alum, delivers the keynote address at the commencement tomorrow. 1997, U of I graduate and tech entrepreneur, helped create the worldwide online payment system PayPal. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines today. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Enjoyed our visit yesterday with Ed Charlow. He was retiring, gave his economic seminar. Had a lot of great information passed along by him on our county and our area. Always, we live in kind of an oasis here with all that goes on around the state of Illinois. What did he say? I think 84 of the 102 counties in Illinois have lost population. So Champaign County in that rarity of an increased population. I was looking, talking about commencement, I was looking back at, I dug out my commencement exercises from Unity High School, May of 1982. I don't know if you remember your commencement speaker or not. I happen to remember, I don't remember what he said, but I do remember he was there. And he was a pretty young man, I think, back then. Tim Johnson, state representative, was our commencement speaker. What he talked about, I'm sorry, Tim, I don't remember. And I also have known Lynn Warfel for many years. At that time, Lynn, of course, is very well known around here, a farmer, different things he's been involved with, Parkland and so forth. He was the Unit 7 school board president the year I graduated, and he's the one that presented the diplomas. And I've seen Lynn over the years. I forgot he did that. So it's funny what you remember and what you don't remember, right? So that was from 1982. Don't know if you remember your commencement speaker and or what they said. I know in my college graduation out at Liberty University in 86, I did not stick around for the commencement speaker because I was actually had been employed, became employed by what was known as the Lynchburg Mets. That was a Class A, Single A team in Lynchburg. And I had a game to do right after. I think the ceremony was at 10 or 11 or something like that, and then the game was at 1. And so I had to get there a couple of hours in advance and went right from the graduation ceremony, threw my cap and gown in the dorm room, and ran and did a baseball game. And I've been doing games ever since. Got a text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. It says, Rocket Man, I'm assuming Kim Jong-un as opposed to Elton John, needs to deal now or it could be a long, long time before another opportunity comes around. He's not the man he thinks he is at all. That text in from CJ. We're at 9:17 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Let's check some of the national stories. The Israel Defense Minister urging President Bashar Assad to rid Syria of Iranian forces. He spoke today while touring the Israeli-held site of the Golan Heights. Israel attacked dozens of Iranian targets in neighboring Syria this week in response to an Iranian rocket barrage and the most serious military confrontation between the two bitter enemies to date. Meanwhile, hundreds of Gaza residents gathering near the border with Israel, a seventh weekly protest aimed at shaking off a decade-old blockade of their territory. Friday's protest today coming just 3 days ahead of what the Hamas leader of Gaza says will be a march by tens of thousands who could burst through the border fence into Israel. And that Hawaiian volcano has sputtered lava for a week, destroyed homes, threatened a geothermal plant, presenting another threat. Experts fear it could blow its top in the coming days or weeks, which could hurl ash and boulders miles into the air. The volcano has destroyed 36 structures since May 3rd, when it began releasing lava from vents about 25 miles east of the summit crater. So the volcano continues in Hawaii. And Barack Obama won one, Jimmy Carter did, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, now President Trump supporters, pushing him to be the next U.S. leader to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Growing list of supporters from pushing the Nobel Committee, they are, to consider Trump for the world's most coveted diplomatic prize. Asked whether he believes he deserves the prize, the president playing coy, telling reporters everybody thinks so, but I would never say it. So anyway, that's some of the national news. We've touched on commencement. We've got a Mother's Day conversation coming up in hour number two. We have an open forum here in this first hour. We will take a break. We'll come back and get it started here as we continue to work our way through this Friday. Glad you're with us on A Penny for Your Thoughts. Stay tuned. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS 923. The Facer Law Office invites you to attend their free seminar, The Seven Secrets You Need to Know to Protect Your Home, Your Assets, and Your Family from the Cost of Long-Term Care. Learn about the law that completely changes the rules. And much more Tuesday, May 15th at 1:30 at the I Hotel. Call the Facer Law Office, 337-1111. Reserve your spot, 337-1111. And ask about the book by Elder Law Attorney Thorpe Facer, Protect Your Family, Don't Write a Blank Check to the Nursing Home. 356-9397 is the phone number. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and email us talk at WDWS.com. Do you remember your commencement speaker? If you do, pass that along. What did they say? Do you remember? I always wonder about that. We've been talking a little bit about the U of I commencement this weekend. I want to tell you real quick about Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. Of course, Mike Namoff. We all know Mike. He's been involved in several community activities over the years, raising money through his mega auctions that he does. Of course, he's been involved with the Dream Team. He's helped us out a lot with the Kiwanis Tom Jones Challenger League. Well, he has two great stores. He's at This Is It Furniture, but he's also got a new store. They're under the same roof. It's called Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. And your mattress specialists, along with Big Mike, Christy Powell, Michael Klaus, Johnny Namoff, you'll get in there. You'll be amazed, first of all, by all of the great mattresses you see, all the opportunities there at Snooze. They have what they call the Reveal, which is a bed you can lay down on. It visually shows you where your pressure points are when you sleep. Mine's in my shoulder in particular. So they had us test out the various beds. And you probably heard of memory foam, coils, pillow top beds. I tried out a latex bed, softest bed I've ever laid on. And they encourage you not to lay down for just a minute. I mean, don't just lay there for a minute and go, this is good, I'll take it. I mean, you know, try it out. Try different pillows, the carbon cool pillows, all of those. But Mike's been taking care of your furniture needs. This Is It Furniture, the folks now at Snooze. They're also in the shopping center, in the location there where This Is It Furniture is, Country Fair Shopping Center. So say hi to Big Mike when you get there, one of our proud sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Got a email from Sarah at talk@wdws.com. She says, does anybody else wonder why the state police have declared I-74 safe, she puts in quotation marks, when the person or persons responsible for shooting out vehicle windows at will have not been apprehended? And there was a 10-car accident there Wednesday morning. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, just the fact there are so many accidents. We had one caller say a lot of it has to do with just flat-out speeding, too many people driving too fast or distracted driving. And I think, and somebody can correct me on this, I think the Interstate 74 is one of the older ones, right? Because the median isn't very wide. And over the years, I think they widened those medians to be a lot wider. But when they first built the highways, the median wasn't that, one side of the interstate wasn't that far from the other. And so in some of those interstates, I know they've been building those little short fences to at least, if there's an accident, to keep it from spilling over into the way across the other direction. But, yeah, does seem to be a lot of accidents. I don't know what the statistics are. I just know from anecdotal, just reading news stories for 17, 18 years, just does seem to be a lot of accidents in that stretch between Urbana, St. Joseph, and Danville. It's just odd. I don't know. And there's also seems to be a lot down on 57 when you get between, I don't know, Mattoon and Pasotum or up towards the Monticello Road exit. Not sure. Anyway, what you think of that? Of course, you've had the BB gun incidents. They're trying to determine if those are BB guns or are there rocks being thrown. I know there were some incidents here recently of rocks being thrown from overpasses. So any thoughts on that? Feel free to pass those along. But that was on the email page for us at talk@wdws.com. A text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line says, my commencement speaker was Dave Gentry. Now, I'm sure you got lots of wisdom there, right, with Dave Gentry. I'm sure you did. Also a text from Bill. He says, I remember our commencement speaker. We wanted a favorite teacher to do it, but the administrator wouldn't allow it, so we voted to have no speaker. Best graduation ever, according to the guest I talked to. That's from Bill. No speaker. I think it's always, I guess, the bottom line at a lot of those events. And, you know, and our class wasn't that huge. I mean, there are bigger schools, but it's to keep it moving, keep the evening moving. We had ours on the football field down at Unity back in 1982. Anyway, 356-9397. We're at 928. You can join us on the phone line, the text line, whichever way you'd like to do it, as we've got several people doing already today, 3515-357, or you can email us talk@wdws.com. Let's see here. What do we have today in history? 1960, Israeli soldiers captured former Nazi leader Adolf Eichmann in Argentina. Several Nazis had snuck away to Argentina after the war. He was one of them. He was brought to Israel for trial on charges of crimes against humanity, crimes against Jews, and war crimes, found guilty and hanged May 31, 1962. You may remember this from over 20 years ago now. ValueJet Flight 592, 1996, crashed into the Florida Everglades on this day, killing all 109 people on board. The plane had reported smoke in the cockpit shortly after takeoff and been trying to turn back when it went down. And this day in 1997, IBM computer Deep Blue beat chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov, winning a six-game match. May remember that. And in 1973, the espionage trial of Daniel Ellsberg and Anthony Russo in the Pentagon Papers case came to an end as the judge dismissed all charges, citing government misconduct. That was on this day in 1973. So those are some of the things that have happened on this particular date. We are approaching 9:30. Again, we'll talk some more. If you have some commencement speaker that you remember from high school or college, one that stood out, feel free to pass those along here in our course of our conversation. If you have another topic you want to bring up, feel free to do that here on an open forum. We'll take a closer look at U of I commencement quickly here in the next few minutes as to what is happening and when and who is speaking and what they're talking about. I know the Krannert had a little flooding issue at one point a couple of nights ago with all the storms, but I think they're going to be okay as far as ceremonies held there. And a lot of the different colleges now, of course, hold their own particular ceremonies. So we'll take a closer look at that. And then we'll talk about moms in hour number two on Mother's Day weekend coming up. So keep the phone calls, the emails, and the texts coming in as we work our way through this Friday. We'll come back with more after the news with Michael Kaiser. News headlines here at 931 at DWS.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk@wdws.com or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Brings back memories, doesn't it? we get ready for commencement. Here coming up in a couple of weeks for the high schools, but of course the U of I commencement is tomorrow. And lo and behold, we found Robin Taylor at rehearsal at the stadium. Robin.
Hi, how are you, Brian? Can you hear the chancellor rehearsing behind me?
Yeah, what's he saying?
He is giving some very wise words.
Is he?
Inspiration and motivation. Absolutely.
Well, tell us, you've got all the mics are working. Everything's working well so far?
Everything's working really well. It looks phenomenal. You know, we had that storm come through earlier this week and knocked some chairs over, knocked some of the special floor that we put down to protect the football field, and did a little damage to one of the tents that we have for the choir to sit in. But that's all been fixed, and it looks great. They're setting up plants now. They're loading the confetti cannons, and the chancellor's rehearsing. So I think we're about ready to roll.
Remind people, Robin, when you worked here.
I worked at DWS from 1984 to 1994.
Wow. Glory days.
I was Robin Neal then, though.
Yeah, glory days for you.
Very happy days. Very fond memories of my time at DWS. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about it real quick. It's been at the stadium, football stadium, commencement has, because of the renovation of the State Farm Center, but you decided to stay over there. Tell me why, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, at State Farm Center is lovely and wonderful for many things, but we're too big. We're too big to all fit in there at once. And there's something special about getting the entire class together. You know, they're together. The freshmen are together at competition their freshman year. And then it's nice to have them all meet again to be sent off to the world with some really inspiring and uplifting words together, to have that sort of community spirit that we can go out and change the world and make it better.
Well, I know
that's what we expect our graduates to do.
Yeah, so I know, because now you can do one ceremony, right, as opposed to two at State Farm Center.
Correct. Yeah. We can all fit in here, and so it's wonderful. And then that way, State Farm Center can be used more throughout the day for different convocations from the different colleges. Because, as you may know, at the big ceremony at Memorial Stadium, the graduates don't actually walk across the stage. They stand up as a college, and their dean says, you know, College of Business, you are now graduated, and they all flip their tassels and they all sit back down. So then when they'd go to their college ceremony, then that's when they would actually walk across the stage and have their name read and that sort of thing. And then we have a special new ceremony this year for the PhD students, a hooding ceremony that happens today.
And that's over the years that the colleges have done some of their own, right? I mean, that goes on as well across campus.
Right. All the colleges have something, right? So there's an opportunity for each student to walk across the stage and have their family be able to take a picture of them and that sort of thing. But that's done, you know, and if we had everybody graduate at once, it would be a 20, 30, 40-hour ceremony to get everybody across the stage. And that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, and you may have touched on this at the Craner. The Craner, they had a little flood issue, but that's okay. Everything's good over there.
They did, yeah. They're working on all that, but yes, absolutely ready for commencement. We had some programs were destroyed, and those are being reprinted, and some diploma covers had to be thrown away, but we have plenty of those. Yeah. So everybody will have a really good experience.
Robin Kaler with us for a couple minutes more here as we get ready for commencement at the U of I. What time is the ceremony tomorrow?
Starts at 9:30 in the morning. We expect it to run till about 11:30, and then at 11:30 there's a special reception at the president's home where the chancellor and the president will pose for pictures with each individual graduate who would like to do that. And then the parents can, you know, walk through the house and the gardens and just have a little snack and beverage and revel in the accomplishments.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the speaker. He's the guy that started PayPal, right?
Yeah, he's a pretty amazing student. His name's Max Levchin, and he is an immigrant who came to the country with his family when Jews were being persecuted in Russia. And ended up going to high school in Chicago. And so, of course, University of Illinois was a nearby school, and came here and fell in with a couple of other students who decided to start a business and said, hey, do you want to be our vice president? I think he was maybe a freshman or sophomore or something like that. And he said, sure. And they tried that business and it failed. And he tried several other businesses and they failed. Eventually he created one that became PayPal and did not fail, as you might imagine.
It's amazing to me. Yeah. It's amazing to me, Robin, how many of our graduates that are out there are doing, I mean, big, big companies that people use every day now started here.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. You know, we had a couple of years ago, we had another student, Javed Karim, who was one of the founders of YouTube, You know, and they started that to, you know, to post videos to show girls, you know, to impress girls. I think it was of him at a zoo or something was the very first YouTube video. But our students go on to do really amazing things. We just had, you know, Tom Siebel on campus, who owns Siebel Systems and other companies, owns Siebel Systems and has other companies, and, you know, just gave money to build a new design center for our students. So where they really are going to change the way we teach now. So it's a former student who has gone on, changed the world, and now is coming back and helping us change education to provide a new and better way for students to learn to think, not just to learn specific information, but to learn to think and solve problems differently. So it's pretty cool to see that circle close. And and Max Lubchin is another one who comes back and speaks to students a lot and has funded scholarships for students and that sort of thing. So it's pretty cool to see see that loyalty and those alums who really find their time here so transformational that they want to transform the world, and then they want to transform specifically the lives of our own students.
Well, hopefully the weather will cooperate. I think it's a slight chance of rain, but I think we'll be okay. I know you guys are watching that. So
we are. You get Greg Solier and all those folks to take care of that for us, because we do need some nice weather in the morning. If we could just make it through till 1 o'clock, I think everybody could have a little drippy gown at the indoor ceremony. Yeah. But it'd be really nice to not be soaking wet here. But you know what? As long as it's not, you know, lightning or a tornado or something like that, we're hardy people here in Illinois, as you know, Brian. Mm-hmm. We will go on. We have ponchos for all the graduates, and people can bring their umbrellas to sit in the stands, which is, you know, not normally the policy at Memorial Stadium. But for this event, we allow people to bring umbrellas in. So if it's rainy, you can do that. If it's, you know, if you think you're going to be cold, you can bring a blanket, and we just snuggle up and we send these kids off in the finest manner we can.
All right. Well, you're always busy, Robin. I know. Do you get to put your feet up on the
I actually have
night?
A child graduating tomorrow.
Oh, is that right?
So my younger daughter is graduating. So I will be parenting tomorrow, sitting in the stands, and then we'll go to the president's house, and then we'll go to dinner with friends and loved ones, and then Sunday she has her college convocation. So it'll be a busy weekend in our household.
All right. Yeah. Well, Robin,
exciting one.
Thank you for the time. Thanks for all the info. And
of course,
we appreciate it.
Talk to you anytime.
All right. Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Brian.
There
Bye-bye.
You go. See you later. Robin Kaler, formerly Robin Neal, used to work here, by the way. We're at 9:44. She's a spokeswoman for the University of Illinois, and we got commencements coming up tomorrow. Hey, if you've ever needed collision repairs on your vehicle, Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair is the place to call. They know having a car accident is a serious matter. I remember three years ago, my daughter on her graduation from high school had an accident on her graduation day. How about that? And they know it's a serious matter, and we took it to Dave and Bill over there at Gallo Miller, and they took care of everything for us. But they can tell you everything you'd like to hear about collision repair, but they'd rather prove it. So if you've been in an accident, whether it's on graduation day or some other time, they always have free estimates, always offered. They're located conveniently and centrally in Champaign-Urbana, south side of I-74 between the Neal Street and Prospect exits. If you don't need, and hopefully you won't need them, but if you do, just kind of take a mental note as you're driving on 74. Don't look away from the road, but just glance over and see where they are and keep that in mind for future reference. So contact them if you have any collision repair needs. Maybe you've run into your daughter's car, you've had a bumper accident, you've taken out a mailbox. They can look at your damage there as well, give you a free estimate. So contact them. They're located I-74 between the Neal Street and Prospect exits there on the frontage road, and they're at gallomiller.com. We'll come back with more. Some more phone calls, texts, and emails. Commencement weekend, Mother's Day weekend. Other topics you want to bring up, feel free to do so along the way here on Penny for Your Thoughts on News Talk 1400. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400. We've been talking a little bit about commencement, but if there's a topic you want to bring up, feel free to do that. I just thought with the U of I commencement coming up this weekend, I found my own commencement exercises from high school down at Unity High School. I was running through some of that. If you remember your commencement speaker, maybe you don't. But if you do, who was it? And what did they say? Mine was Tim Johnson, state representative at the time. I do remember that. He had really long hair, I think, if I remember. But I don't know. I don't remember what he said. I got a text from Bill. He says, in that stretch of highway, talking about I-74, low police presence and people that can't get up 5 minutes earlier to get to work are the cause of a lot of the accidents there on I-74 in that stretch between Champaign and Danville. We're talking about graduates. Some advice from Busey. 6 financial traps that new college graduates should avoid. They say you should avoid racking up debt. Protect your credit score. Use a credit card for emergency purchases only. And I can speak from experience. You have that goal when you start, but other stuff comes up, and suddenly you're using it for everything. But try to use it for emergency purposes only. Busey offers a variety of credit cards to help meet your long-term goals, whether building credit or earning points. Create a budget. Boy, is that wisdom we could all use, right? Create a budget. Keep track of your spending patterns with money management from Busey. Set up automatic bill pay. Don't put off paying your bills. It'll give you one less thing to worry about each month. Contribute to your new employer's retirement plan from day one. Save automatically. Meet with your banker. Touch base to outline your unique financial needs and objectives. Prepare for challenges. Planning ahead, developing your financial safety net can protect you financially well into the future. Busey understands the challenges faced by new college graduates. Simplify your finances with their mobile and online services and educational resources. Visit Busey.com, call 1-800-67-BUSEY, or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. We're at 9:51 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. A News Gazette with an article today about a decade after it opened, the Mills Breast Cancer Institute still leading the charge. And Deborah Pressey covering that for us today. But briefly, in the decade since the Breast Cancer Center of Linda Mills Dreams first opened, thousands of patients have come there for care. It opened in 2008, the help of a $10 million gift from Linda Mills and her husband, retired banker Doug Mills. Mrs. Mills made it to the 2006 groundbreaking, but died later that year after her second bout with breast cancer. And it goes on to tell the story. Breast cancer remains the top cause of cancer for all women, though the number of breast cancer deaths though has declined in more recent years thanks to early detection and treatment advances. So hard to believe that has been now open for 10 years since 2008. 9:52, we'll take another quick break, come back, continue. We got Mom's Day talk in hour number two. We'll tell you more about that as we work our way through this morning on this Friday, May the 11th. Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400, back in a moment. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS, open forum here in this first hour. We have been talking a little bit, though, about commencement and remembering commencement speakers. What do we have? Dave Gentry was a commencement speaker. One texter had said, hey, the best graduation we had, we voted to have no speaker. Our superintendent at ours, I'm just going through my old program here from 1982. Our superintendent down at Unit 7 that year was Mr. John Dernbauer. Our principal was Oscar Hicks, who the football field's named for now. Assistant principal was Don Akers, who eventually became the principal. And I saw him in recent years. He was working out at Stone Creek, run into him on occasion. 356-9397. You can call us on that line. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. And you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Boy, the weather looks okay, I think. 20% chance of rain today, 30% chance tonight. So it's, I guess, the scattered showers, kind of the summer-like warmth. Don't know if you stayed up late last night. Cardinals won their game in San Diego. Miles Michaelis, 5th straight decision that he's won. Tommy Pham with a home run for the Cardinals if he didn't stay up late. Let's go to John here at 9:55. Hey, John, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Brian?
Good.
Hey, a lot of talk about just about everything this morning. I was wondering if you guys have ever had anybody on, like some new advice, talking about pollution in the oceans, things like that.
No, I haven't recently, but that's I know there's a lot of it out there.
Yeah, a lot of plastic stuff. I've seen pictures, but I think we're so busy with everything going on in our lives that we don't think about, things like that. Maybe you could have somebody on someday.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. I know that when they were looking for that Malaysian airliner, they kept running into, stuff just floating around out there. I mean, tons and tons of it. So,
a lot of stuff.
None of it related to the plane, however. So.
Yeah, because if we don't take care of our oceans, we won't have any graduations. Or
So who was your commencement speaker? Did you have one?
I don't know who my speaker was, but I knew who my principal was. It was my uncle, so we had to toe the line at school.
Did he give you your diploma?
Yes, he did.
He did. Yes, well, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, very good. Well, thank you.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Appreciate it, John. Yeah, my wife, her dad was a superintendent, and I think what she tells me is that her dad handed her diploma, which that would be kind of cool. Kay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and this is Kay Kelly, Catherine Brazelton from Philo. I graduated in 1941.
Yeah.
And there was only 18 in our class, of course.
18.
18, and there are only two of us living now, Kay Kelly and Grace Decker. So I was just thinking about our class. Can you imagine only 18 graduating?
Yeah.
And I went all 12 years to the one building. Of course, you started in the basement and you ended up at the top. And then we had a couple of classes over at the gymnasium. So at that time.
All in Philo.
All in Philo.
Wow.
All 12 years in one building.
So did you have any kind of a ceremony?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you had baccalaureate services on those days, too, as well as graduation. And it was something you'd really look forward to. And a lot of people came, of course. But that was in 1941.
Yeah, well, I know my dad talks a lot about the one-room schoolhouses, where everybody was in, in a lot of cases, there was multiple, schoolhouses.
Well, of course, in those days, you went to school to eighth grade in some of your smaller schools, and then you came to Philo for the high school.
Okay.
And we had a four-year high at those days.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was quite an interesting time.
Yeah.
And happy memories.
Well, thank you, Kay.
Okay. Bye.
I appreciate that. We're at 9:59. Let's see. As a child, Chuck in Tolono says, I watched with amazement as large bulldozers move the rich but clumpy soil back and forth to create what I believe is now the second oldest or second built stretch of the interstate highway system. Our gang of kids grew up in the Garden Park area, which was in a suburb of Champaign. We lived just beyond and south of the overpass to the mall on Neal Street. This is just one of my memories of this town that is Chuck in Tolono. 3569397. We'll talk a little bit about Mom's Day coming up this weekend. We've been talking a little bit about commencement this hour. And, of course, you can call in at any point. You can text in at any point. You can email us at any point between 9 and 11 here on A Penny for Your Thoughts. We'll come back after the news here from CBS at the top of the hour on WDWS Champaign-Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock at the top.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Welcome back, Penny for Your Thoughts. Hour number two here on this Friday, May the 11th. We are heading into the commencement weekend at the University of Illinois, Mother's Day weekend as well. Talked quite a bit about commencement speakers, different things in that first hour. We're going to focus on moms a little bit here in hour number two. If there's something else you want to bring up, feel free, but I think this will take care of itself here as we work our way through the hour. I want to tell you quickly that Swanson Roofing is one of our sponsors, a hands-on owner, meaning he works on every job with the crew. Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog, Corey Swanson, his wife, Melissa. Corey's a graduate from Rantoul High School and the University of Illinois. And his roofing crew is comprised of roofing professionals certified in roof installation. All of the crew are company employees, receive full benefits and 401ks, and they've been with the company for many years. So they're incentivized to do a great job for you and someone else you may know. Swanson Roofing guarantees their workmanship for the lifetime of your roof, And the materials they use are guaranteed for 50 years, 50 years. So count them, check them out, Swanson Roofing. They'll help you with small repairs if you need that to help save your roof. Even if they did not do your roof, they were happy to come out and fix any problems. They serve Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean counties. Get a free estimate. Maybe you don't know what it's going to cost, and maybe you're scared of that, but you can get a free estimate. It might surprise you. Hey, maybe you just need to repair this portion of a roof or instead of replacing the whole thing. But Corey will let you know that. 355-ROOF, 355-7663. Or visit Swanson Roofing online at theroofingdog.com. Mother's Day coming up this weekend. A couple of things we can go when we talk about our mom. And I'd like to have you do this if you can. Is there something you remember that rings in your head to this day that your mom told you or taught you or reminded you of every day? What is it? What rings in your head to this day? Or is there a characteristic of your mom? And if she's still with us and alive, great. If she's passed on, that's fine too. If you had a memory of her that you remember as a child growing up or anything like that, we'll take those comments here either on the phone, 356-9397. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. You can text us. Is there something you remember from your mom you use for your kids or grandkids today? We can do that. I can tell you with my mother, two things I remember about her growing up. A, she's extremely hardworking, always working in the garden, working at whatever she does. She raised five kids while my dad was working and farming, so always admired her for that. And also, I can't think of, maybe she's fooled me, but I don't think so. I can't remember her ever really talking bad about anyone or talking behind their back. She doesn't have a mean bone in her body. So that's the two things I remember about Mom most of all. But if you have something like that you want to share with us, feel free to do that here as we talk and focus on moms here in hour number two. They took a poll of 1,000 U.S. adults. 34% say they plan to celebrate Mother's Day by dining out at a restaurant. I guess this would be covered in this same percentage. 35% say they plan to take their mom to lunch. I'd assume that'd mean the same thing. Or at least have them at the house. 24% anticipate dining out for brunch. 11% of those 1,000 adults said they would take mom to breakfast. 34% say they plan to have a home-cooked Mother's Day meal at their homes or someone else's home. And 8% of adults plan to order takeout or delivery from a restaurant for Mother's Day. That poll done by the National Restaurant Association recently. All right, let's go to the phones here, and we've got John up first. Hey, John, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Well, speaking of mom, there's so many memories of my mother, and I don't think I turned out too bad, but I can vaguely remember when I was about 7 years old. You know, we used to get around to the TV and watch the Johnny Carson show. And Johnny Carson would be on vacation. It would be hosted by Della Reese. And the funniest thing about it, before I heard Red Fox say this, my dad used to walk the hall and say, Della, Della, Della. So one day, I remember my mother, we was watching TV, and Della Reese came on that night. And my dad's walking through the house saying, Della, Della, Della. The next day, I remember we went and got groceries. My mother had came in the house, and I got ready to walk out of my room. And this chicken that my mother just purchased, back then they called them fryers, went flying across the room and hit my dad upside the head. And my mother told my dad, if you want her, you go to her. But other than that, this is Patsy's house. And my dad would wait until after that episode. When Della Reese was hosting, my dad would go, one of y'all going to turn that TV before she come in here? I can remember that. And I said, if I could frame that, my dad was saying Della, Della, Della before Red Fox was.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I'm saying my mother, that little five-foot woman, she was a teacher, but I remember guys used to say, you guys got the nicest mother, but my brother said something else. Yeah, she's nice to y'all, but she blank, blank us.
Yeah.
I my mother, and it's just hopefully all the mothers will have a very pleasant Mother's Day.
Yeah. Has she passed away, I assume?
Yeah, she's been passed away for a while. I was stationed in Germany when she passed away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's a great memory, and if other people have those memories, we'll take those here in this hour as we approach Mother's Day weekend.
Have a great day. Great segment, because without mothers, where would we all be?
Well, we wouldn't be here, right?
There you go.
All right, thank you, John.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. 356-9397. This survey done by Retail Me Not, a poll of undisclosed number of U.S. adults. What do moms really want for Mother's Day? 76% say they plan to buy gifts for Mother's Day. 50% of moms polled say they want for Mother's Day is just a nice dinner. 26% of moms, they say, for Mother's Day want flowers. And 26% want a gift card for Mother's Day. Yeah, I've heard more and more than that. I've heard a lot of moms say, I just want a nice dinner. Somebody make the dinner, put my feet up, and I'll just eat it instead of me making the dinner all the time. Right? And a lot of dads are cooking now, too, so that's not unusual. I'm afraid my kids, they'd eat a lot of grilled cheese, I can tell you that. If I were cooking, let's go to Phil. Hey, Phil, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. My mother's... has died more than 40 years ago, but in her early years, she was a teacher. She was up in Forest, Illinois, and she hated slang. So around the house, you better never say yeah or nah. She would say, I don't think I heard you. You would say yes, or you would say no, but there was no slang, I'll tell you. And one of the things she taught us is when you're walking down the sidewalk, and you see somebody coming toward you that you may have a real dislike for, you always pass them by and say, good morning or good afternoon. It'll pay dividends. And boy, was she right. Mm. We want to avoid the people that we dislike. How about turning the face and saying good morning? But she was a great, great lady. Mm. And I miss her to this day.
Yep. And that obviously stuck with you.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right.
Right.
Thank you, Phil. 356-9397. Yes and no. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Right? We do use a lot of slang, it seems like. So I don't know, we've slipped a little there probably. Bill, hey, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. My mom passed in 2015, but my sisters, they always called me teasingly around her. They called me the golden child. They always said I was mom's favorite. So I told them one day the reason. I said, you know why mom loved Bruce Weber, especially after Illinois fired him? Because she always rooted for the underdog. And there's always seems to be an underdog or I guess it's best explained by they say every family has an oddball. Hmm. And if you don't know who it is, it's you.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, moms don't have favorites, do they? They love all their kids, right?
All my parents were. And my dad is still. What he does for one child, where there's four of us, I have three sisters, it's exactly equal across the board in everything. I mean, he will not, if he takes one person out for dinner, he's going to take the other three eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just keeps it right down the middle. My mom was the same way. No favorites. She just loved us all equally and with all of her heart.
I always think moms have a special instinct, though. They just kind of know, you know, what you should or shouldn't be doing.
Oh, yeah. You see it, like I say, you see it even in the animal kingdom, you'll see, like, you know, you watch documentaries about, you know, the small little lion cub that the mom protects a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes that doesn't work. You know, if there's too many babies, the runt's not going to make it. Yeah. But you also see where mothers instinctively take care of some of their weaker ones at times.
Bill, hey, thanks for the phone call today.
Mm-hmm.
Great to hear from you. 356-9397. We're just kind of talking about mom today. Mother's Day weekend coming up. If we're going to talk about moms in specific time, this is the weekend to do it, right? So if you have any phone calls, emails, texts you want to send our way, we'll just throw some Mother's Day facts in there along the way as well. We've been talking commencement earlier, the U of I commencement. Had Robin Kaler on, spokeswoman for the University of Illinois. She's got a child graduating this weekend. She's a mom. And so we'll kind of blend the two here today. So we'll come back with more, 1023, and we're about 72 degrees here in downtown Champaign. We're back with more Penny for Your Thoughts after this.
Yeah, I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
You only get one, yeah.
I'll always love my mama. She born me in this world.
A mother's love is so special. It's something that you can't describe. It's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you please while scrubbing those clothes on a bending knee.
Always loved my mama, the Intruders. That's a great song. Appropriately, as we head into Mother's Day weekend. I've been taking comments on the phone, emails, and texts about your mom, things you remember, things that stick in your head to this day. Julie Worth is a mom.
Yeah.
I know your voice is hurting. We won't make you talk too much.
But, sorry about that. Yeah.
That's okay. You wrote a column a few years ago about your mom.
Yeah, right. Yeah. After she passed away, I sort of asked readers' indulgence to let me share some things I'd read at her funeral, and we'd had some time to prepare for it, but she was just one of those moms who, you know, there was nothing, you know, that might have stood out from, you know, people liked her. She was nice, mm-hmm. but for her, family came first. And I think that's the biggest lesson I've learned from her in so many ways. You know, we love going home to St. Louis to visit my family, to visit my husband's family in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very close across generations. And I didn't appreciate this growing up. You know, my sister kept telling me other people's moms aren't like our mom, you know, and I didn't understand that, you know. You know, and later looking back, you know, I realized how lucky we were. But she always put us first, and not in a way that coddled us or made us, mm-hmm. you know, spoiled or anything, but just, you know, making sure we all spent time together, that we appreciated each other, you know, that was everybody's priority. Mm-hmm.
So when your kids are growing up here, what are they going to remember about you? What are a couple of things you've tried to teach them as a mom?
Oh, boy. See, that's a more complicated question. I was thinking about my mom, how she hardly ever raised her voice, how she never had to yell at us, you know, always made, you know, I think she worked through guilt more than anything else, but really not purposely. Whereas my son is fond of saying things like, Mom, don't freak out, because I tend to be more animated about my parenting. Yeah. I don't know. I hope they get the same lesson. You know, mm-hmm. Like I said, we've made it a priority for them to spend time with their family, and mm-hmm. they really do, mm-hmm. even though we're far away from all of them, they're very connected to their cousins mm-hmm. and their aunts and uncles, and that's really important to me. Mm-hmm. You know,
trying to get them to address people by name, is that?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a work in progress, you know, mm-hmm. whether they say hello, they're very polite, but I keep saying, say Mrs. Patton or say their name when you say hello. We're still working on that one.
Yeah. Well, Julie, we'll let you rest your voice.
Thank you.
Those are great memories. But
thanks for asking. My mom deserves it. I appreciate it.
Very good. Julie Worth from the News Gazette. 1028. Let's go back to the phones. Anna Wall's with us. Hey, Anna Wall, how are you?
Oh, I'm enjoying your program. And I'll just say something very briefly about my mother. She's the one who planted the seed of being successful in me, even though we were raised up in the South. I call, however, also, I want to call your attention, or reading the listening audience's attention to the wonderful article that was published in the News Gazette yesterday called Wave of Gerrymandering Reform by my favorite writer, Jim Dye. And I'm hoping that the school teachers, particularly, I would say in the 12th grade, would kind of go over this with them. This is wonderful information for the for the upcoming elections. And I want to again repeat how lucky we are to have the News Gazette to provide us with this kind of information.
All right.
And that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Anna Wall.
Thank you.
Have a great day and a great weekend. Talking about commencement weekend at the University of Illinois, the founder of PayPal is the commencement speaker. We talked to Robin Kaler. She was over there live as they were getting the rehearsal in over at Memorial Stadium, where it'll be tomorrow. The big ceremony, anyway. The colleges have their own ceremonies across the campus. And we've been talking about mom. This particular hour is Mother's Day approaching on Sunday. We've got a couple more stats and figures on Mother's Day we'll pass along. And any memories you have, anything that's stuck in your mind from your mom, which you remember to this day, we had different things that have been brought up. If you've got one you'd like to bring up, either via phone, text, or email, feel free to do that in the next half hour. We're back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Michael Kaiser, news headlines here at 10:30, and then more of our Penny for Your Thoughts on a Friday here as we close out the week.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
Who's the one who tied your shoe when you were young? I knew just when to come and see what you had done, Mama. Oh, Mama. And who's the one who patched your eye and told you not to cry, 'cause he was too big for you to try, Mama, Mama. And who's the one you didn't need to plead to give her time to the little league? It was Mama.
Had to dig a little bit, but had some help along the way. Find some songs with Mom or Mama or Mother in the title. And there was one of them, B.J. Thomas, singing about Mom. 10:35, we're on Mother's Day weekend, commencement weekend at the University of Illinois. If you have any comments, your mom, memories, things that still you can hear her saying in your head. Don't do this, do that, make sure you do this, wash your hands, whatever it is. Feel free to pass that along, either via phone line, 356-9397, text, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 3515-357. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Let's see here, a couple of stats I had on Mother's Day here. A poll of 2,000 U.S. adults say 66% of those 2,000 say they check with their siblings to see what they're getting for Mom for Mother's Day. I like this one. 55% of those with a brother or sister say they will deliberately try to outdo their sibling and get Mom a better gift. And 30% of those polled say they will even consider what their siblings will write in their cards to ensure they aren't upstaged in the sentimentality department. I don't know. That was... I don't know what that's worth, but it's a poll. They poll everything now. Let's go back to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Hi, Brian. I grew up out in the country. My dad was not a farmer, but my mom grew up on a farm, and she brought a lot of her skills with her. And I came from a large family, so we had a large garden, and we also had chickens. And one thing that I looked back in retrospect and I'm just absolutely amazed at, my mom was somewhere between 5'2" and 5'3". And when it came time for us to have a meal of chickens, she usually killed three. And I can remember my mother grabbing those chickens, stepping on their head, pulling their head off, letting them run around the backyard. And, I don't think I could do that, Brian.
No, I couldn't.
One, and I'm not squishy, squeamish about things. But I look back. My mom is still living at 96. I asked her yesterday. We talked on the phone, trying to figure out what we were going to do for Sunday. And I asked her. I said, "Do you tune into Penny for Your Thoughts?" Oh, I just don't. I don't think about it. But I doubt she's listening, but I just wanted to shout out and say, Mom,
yeah,
thank you for all the love and the things that you did that I see as really unique and quite great.
Well, they're all individual and unique in their own right, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, hey, Brian.
Very good. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate the phone call. If you're looking at a home this weekend, maybe you're not sure as of this moment. Boy, I drove by a couple of houses, and I'm thinking, I don't even know what I could be approved for to even look at that house. I mean, some houses you just walk through just because it's kind of fun to look, right? Knowing that there's no way you can buy it. But if you are serious about looking and you want to get some ideas, our friends Steve and Pam Starwalt, Keller Williams, they say, hey, go to Damian Spencer at Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal. You can find out today on this Friday. You want to go looking at homes tomorrow or Sunday, but don't know what size home, amount of mortgage you're eligible for, Damian at Fisher National Bank can get that to you today, right now. Maybe you're downsizing, and Steve and Pam Starwalt can help with that by sending you to Damian Spencer at Fisher National Bank. They have locations, by the way, in Champaign. I mentioned the one on 1710 South Neal. You've got Muhammad and Fisher. But the number to call, 239-7156. That'll connect you with Steve and Pam, and then they'll direct you to Damian, and you can get that information today. Maybe you're downsizing, and you want to see, well, what would I be pre-approved for to get that done? Well, talk to Damian, Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal. Again, 239-7156. They'll help line that up for you today, and so you'll be armed with the information you need to know when you go looking at a home this weekend. Damian Spencer, Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal in Champaign. We're at 1040 here on DWS. We're taking your texts, phone calls, and emails. Just remembering Mom here on this Mother's Day weekend, whether she has passed or whether she is still with us. I know Richard mentioned his mom was 96. But what sticks out? What do you remember? What rattles around in your head to this day? What do you think about when you think of your mom? Things she taught you or told you or what you remember the most. We'll come back with more texts. We've got a couple that have just come in. I was reading through those here. We'll get to those right after this break on Penny for Your Thoughts. Be ABBA, or ABBA, Does Your Mother Know? All right, found one there, too. All right, 356-9397, Mother's Day weekend coming up. We talked with Robin Kaler, who was, of course, spokeswoman at the University of Illinois. We talked about commencement in the first hour and remembered commencement speakers and so forth, and other topics that came up along the way, including all the accidents on I-74. That was a topic a little bit in the first hour. Just talking moms here in this hour. We're at 1044. I will not be here Monday. Scott Beatty will be here Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday. I'm going up to my daughter, involved with something she needs done. She's flying in, getting some work done, and getting ready for an overseas study, so I'll be helping her with that on Monday. But I am here today, and Sherry is here as well. Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I want to just put in a little thing for mothers-in-law, and I have not been able to listen, so if anybody said it, I apologize for repeating, but my mother-in-law died a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. She had 7 daughters-in-law. I know now I'm a mother-in-law, and I know how difficult it can be to be a good one. And I remember saying to my daughter-in-law, I hoped I could be as good mother-in-law as mine was. And the big thing I remember about my mother-in-law is that she never gave advice unless you asked for it. Very important. And secondly, she often took, half-jokingly, the side of the spouse. Her sons, no, but the daughter-in-law, yes. So she kind of held up for us, and I was extremely happy.
Wow.
You know, with that and with the approach that she took.
Yeah, 7 daughters-in-law. Wow.
Right. Only 2 girls, 2 daughters, and then 7 daughters-in-law.
Wow.
I think that's right. Maybe I miscounted, but a lot of them.
Well, that's really good advice. And I inadvertently left the mother-in-laws out. Of course, they play a huge role too. So,
for sure. But, thanks, Brian.
Well, thank you, Sherry. 1046 here at DWS. Facer Law Office invites you to attend their free seminar, The 7 Secrets You Need to Know to Protect Your Home, Your Assets, and Your Family from the Cost of Long-Term Care. Learn about the law that completely changes the rules. And much more. This Tuesday, May 15th at 1:30 at the I Hotel. Call the Facer Law Office, 337-1111. To reserve your spot, 337-1111. Ask about the new book co-authored by Elder Law Attorney Thorpe Facer, Protect Your Family, Don't Write a Blank Check to the Nursing Home. The book's been out a little bit, but it is a book co-authored by Elder Law Attorney Thorpe Facer. We are at 1046. Any thoughts on Mom, mother's-in-law there? We just had a mention about that if you want to text me along the way. Got a text here from Benny. Says, after my Buckeyes beat the Illini in 2002, my mother got even with me in 2007 when the Illini won at Columbus. She called me from the Carl Arbors and asked me who won the game. She knew who won. Mom just wanted me to say the Illini won, but Dad was wearing his scarlet and gray at the Arbors. I told Dad it was his fault the Buckeyes lost. He wasn't cheering loud enough. That was a game Illinois won over in Columbus, defeating number one Ohio State. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Penny for Your Thoughts. Your thoughts, emails, texts here as we move along this hour at 1047. Back with more after this timeout. Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS, 1049 here as we work our way to 11 o'clock on a Friday, May the 11th. It's already the 11th of May. Man, oh man. 356-9397. You can join us on the phone lines here. We're talking about Mom today here as we head for the Mother's Day weekend. 351-5357 on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. You can always email us, talk@wdws.com. Motor is there. Hey, Motor.
Well, good evening. How is everybody doing?
How are you doing?
I'm getting a lot better. I've been sick there for a while.
Oh, I knew we hadn't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I was in the hospital for about a month.
Well, we're glad you're out.
Yeah, they finally figured out what was wrong with me. Hey, we got a springtime dance and everything up here. Tony and Craig, Country Hearts Band.
Yep.
From May the 12th, 12 noon to 7 p.m. Going to have the American Legion Riders. We're going to be up here, a big car show. And it's only going to cost $5 to bring Mama down before Mother's Day.
And where is that again?
It's going to be at the BFW. It would be 675 North Ohio Street on the west side of the tracks.
And this is in Rantoul?
Rantoul, yeah. Illinois.
Rantoul, Illinois.
We're trying to start out spring with a nice dance, and we'll have a good time out there. Got everything going on.
All right, give me the times again, Motor.
Be May the 12th.
Yep.
At 12 o'clock starts, that's noon,
yep,
till 7 p.m.
Okay.
And the Country Hearts Band will be playing, the dancing, and all kinds of things going on. We got the riders coming in, car show. They'll have raffles and little 50-50s, whatever. Just trying to celebrate the springtime coming to us.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, Motor, great to hear from you.
You betcha. And great from you. You're doing a great job, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you're doing doing better physically.
Well, he's taking good care of me.
There you go.
All right, partner. Thank you.
Thank you, Motor. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Let me shut this delay off so I don't mess you up, okay? I just wanted to add the fact that about mothers, you know, I got a wife, she's a stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
She always jokingly says she's the wicked stepmother, but I'm here to tell you my three sons, if you hear them talk about her, they think she's an angel or a saint.
Mm.
And I just wanted to throw that out there, you know, because all moms need to be given the credit.
Oh, sure. Yeah, in popular culture, you know, they poke fun or, they, you know, in whatever movies, you know, the stepmom and the mother-in-law, you know, there's lots of movies out. There's, you know, moms of all kinds should be recognized. So you're right.
anybody that's got quality about them need to have a pat on the back rather than a kick in the pants. That's
yeah. For sure. Well, that's right.
That's I'll let you go. You have a nice weekend, and I want to also say what Motor said. You're just doing a fine job with your show. I really enjoy it when I get the opportunity to listen to it.
Well,
thank you so very much.
I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you. Good to hear from you. 10:53 here at DWS. Different things moms say they'd want for Mother's Day. This was a poll of 1,200 moms. Well, they did a lot of polls, didn't they? Ages 18 to 65. And this is more of what they would like to do, maybe. Maybe the feeling they need to learn something better or do it better, whatever. But some say, 69% say mastering a new skill makes them feel empowered. 54% say completing home repairs by themselves makes them feel empowered. 54% of those polled say they want to try making home decor. Some say they want to try crafting and new ideas in the kitchen, also part of that poll. So anyway, those are just some of the stats and polls I've collected over the last couple of weeks as we get ready for Mother's Day here in 2018. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 1054. We'll come back and start to wrap it up here for the week after this final timeout. 1056 on Penny for Your Thoughts, remembering moms here today, things they've taught you along the way in your journey. We go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well.
There's two things. One on mom. Mom always said, if you don't have something nice to say about someone, just don't say it.
Yep. That's great advice.
Yeah. And another thing, we're going to be spending the whole day Sunday at the Champaign. My daughter's graduating from grad school. She undergrad 2 years ago and grad school. Sunday and graduating grad school, and we plan on having breakfast. Well, on undergrad, we had breakfast, lunch, and then we went to the beef house. But today, this time, I think we're going to, since it's later, but I think we're going to go breakfast and lunch, and then we'll probably end up at the restaurant there in Champaign.
Well, congratulations on all of that. That's a busy weekend.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, you got the combination of the two, graduation day and mom's day, so that's great.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye.
Good to hear from you. We're at 10:58. Quick note, women have long tortured themselves by wearing sky-high heels in the name of fashion. This is in case you missed it. But it seems that's beginning to change. Retailer Net-A-Porter reports that midi heels, which are under 3 inches in height, have overtaken the sales of high heels, 4 inches or higher in height, for the first time ever. They say in 2018, while high heels still represent around 20% of the shoe business, our shoe business, the new heel height, 3 inches, is fast becoming more and more popular. We expect this trend to grow. They say the new lower heel heights are more chic and effortless and therefore quite empowering. Sounds like a tiny difference, but this small shift will have a huge impact. So just found that in case you missed it here to close out the show today. I'll be gone on Monday. I'll be doing some dad duty on Monday. So Scott Beatty will be here on Monday. And then I'll be back on Tuesday. Among the guests we'll have for you, we'll have several things. One, we're going to tell you about an outing for Eastern Illinois to benefit their athletic program, maybe joined by Tom Michael, former Illini, on that. We'll see how that works out. And we've got a couple other things planned along the way. I think Jim Dye is in there at midweek at some point. So that and more, and we'll tell you more as we work our way to the royal wedding as well. That's coming up in a week from Saturday also. So lots to talk about, of course, and all the continuous issues of the day from here both locally, in the nation, and around the world. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy commencement and Mother's Day. WDWS Champaign-Urbana.